Hello, I'm Felix and you're listening to The Hub. I'm an artist currently doing a PhD at Oxford Brookes and I'm interested in our relationship with sound. How does a sound become memorable? What makes us value one sound over another sound? What do sounds lead us to imagine or picture? For instance, if I play you now the sounds of the blackbird in my garden, seeds being planted outside, and a watering can getting filled up with water, what do you imagine the weather to be like where I recorded the sounds? I'm really interested in how sound and imagination influence one another. Given this fascination, I leapt at the chance to work with Oxford Contemporary Music on their recent project, Magic Hour. Billed as sonic adventures inspired by dusk, Magic Hour saw a group of artists transforming the Oxford Botanic Gardens with sound and light for 3 nights in September. I was especially interested in how the artwork sat within the existing soundscape of the gardens. Among the installations at Magic Hour was a piece by Rob Kessler. Rob collected pollen from the filter in his car, like a biological record of all the places where he'd been, including Greece, where he made this amazing recording of bees. This buzzing sound was installed in a wooden hive in the handkerchief tree in the Botanic Gardens. The pollen that Rob collected was highly magnified and photographed, then printed onto silk handkerchiefs that hung in the tree. The bright colours of the pollen images glowed in the branches like exotic fruits. Before Magic Hour opened on Thursday evening, I walked to the tree and listened to the bees in the artwork, mingling with the rain in the garden. The rain was a large sonic aspect of Magic Hour. There is something otherworldly about the stillness in the air after rain. Leviathan Whispers, a performance group playing with sound, landscape and myth, created a whole series of sonic sculptures at Magic Hour, including a brassica gramophone.
This is the brassica gramophone, yeah. Minus most of the brassica at the moment. It kind of skids off during the course of the evening's festivities. The way it is with found materials is you can't say, well, I'm going to make this out of this.
Yeah,
because
of course.
You don't know if you've got a this or a that. And I guess it's kind of a bit more like improvising. When we're making, we're improvising, just using our hands. When we're making, it's very much a kind of reaction to what we've got. So that whole gathering process becomes much more important.
The Brassica Gramophone is a large sculpture featuring a gramophone horn rising up from a Perspex turntable where the leaves from cabbages and other brassicas can be placed and played. Turning the handle on the gramophone has the result of squeaking the cabbage leaves against one another.
There's not much squeak left, is there? That's nice.
Leviathan Whispers also had a large horn which was very popular with visitors to the gardens.
I liked the sound of the trumpet.
Another sound you may have heard if you were wandering around the installations was the sound of bells coming from IOU's piece.
When we visited, one of the things very obvious were the church chimes, and this, the idea of the magic hour as well. This particular time thing became part of our thinking, really. This idea of time passing, so it sort of marked through every minute with a chime, and every 5 minutes was an event, and every 15 minutes was a bigger event.
The idea was to try and to get the bell to sit comfortably within the Oxford environment, to feel like it was part of that church bell. It seemed to be quite an important part of the sound environment, particularly with the time.
So the piece sort of peaks just before the hour, I suppose, drops away, and then you can hear the bell chime.
Mm.
So you actually, like, you fit it in with
the it's timed
actual...
to the...
It's all exactly timed
to the, the bells, yeah.
So they also chime it, so one goes bong, bong, bong. Yeah, so, so it sounds like three, you know, so there's a second delay between the double strike and the hour one. It sounds like three, or you know, it's kind of... So you know, so all these churches in Oxford are marking the time with great authority, but they're all actually just slightly out, and all slightly out with each other.
Rather than echoing the audible sounds already present in the soundscape, Robert Jarvis, another artist involved in Magic Hour, worked with sounds that are normally impossible to hear. Placing bat detectors along the Cherwell River, Robert turned the ultrasonic sound of bats' radar calls into music that could be heard. A light that shone into the river attracted moths and, in turn, bats. It was amazing to stand on the bank of the river, to spot quick glimpses of fluttering in and around the light, and to hear how the bats' activities translated into sound. As well as this piece, Robert Jarvis had some of his music based on the DNA sequences of plants playing through one of Leviathan Whisper's giant leaf-covered horns, and a piece called Predator, which I didn't get to hear for myself, but which was well received by visitors to Magic Hour.
The Predator piece works. It's frightened my three-year-olds. I was talking to Robert, who was saying that's the whole idea, is to move people on. It's the piece that you're supposed to not like.
In order to gather feedback from the public on Magic Hour, I set up various garden-themed activities in a garden shed, which acted as a creative space for reflecting on the show. There were seed packets for saving sounds or impressions, tags for tagging a moment or experience on a map, and a compost bin for receiving comments. One of the visitors to the feedback shed had a portable digital printer, which she used to print visual feedback for the map.
She should be able to hear the sound the printer makes. Have you got that coming through?
So you've got a mini printer?
Yeah, it actually uses a thermal printing process. So there's no ink involved at all. It's all in the paper. So heat is applied to the paper to make the printout.
And so you're going to leave us a photo sticker as your feedback.
Completely. The bubbles over the fountain. If you fired off your flash upwards, you lit up the bubbles like rainbows. It was
like
the most
stars,
amazing thing.
Just, you just got little points of light above. That was astonishing. That was absolutely...
When the bubbles went up, that one. So you
so
just
the bubbles
up the bubbles.
Up and you just got that. And it was
above, going up into blackness. And the rainbows firing back down again. We watched it all the way through, the candles all arriving and them being lit and relit because it was raining very hard. And afterwards, all the children playing with the bubbles.
As well as talking to visitors inside the feedback shed, I was well placed to hear David Rothenberg's improvisation. David Rothenberg's duets with birds and musical conversations with nature are very inspiring to me. It was a talk that he gave at Oxford Brookes when I was doing my MA there that made me pay proper attention to the blackbirds in my garden. Another artist who I met at Brookes and whose work was featured in Magic Hour is Max Eastley. His sound sculptures and performances at Magic Hour filled one corner of the gardens with sonic ideas of growth, mystery and the latent power of plants. Early on Friday evening, just before Magic Hour opened, I wandered around to Max Eastley's corner to hear his collaborator, Dave Hunt, playing some of the recorded sounds that featured later on in their performance. Listening back over the recordings I made at Magic Hour, I am struck by how an event like this changes your perception. Preparing dinner yesterday, I found myself rubbing the cabbage leaves together to experience once again the squeaky qualities of the Brassica gramophone. And when I am out walking by the canal, I know that when I see bats flicker in the half-light, I will distantly recall the sounds from Robert Jarvis's piece. And that's the thing about Magic Hour. The experience worked on my imagination, shaping what I thought I already knew and investing familiar things with new and fantastical possibilities. As the twilight makes the world seem suddenly strange, so the sounds in Magic Hour added new shadows and associations to the soundscape of the garden. Thanks for listening. You can hear my recordings of Magic Hour at my website, www.thedomesticsoundscape.com/WordPress, where you can also find details of all the artists mentioned in this feature.